Hello, everyone. Joining us now, number 46 in your program. I don't know where you are in your heart, but number 46 in your program, Steve Luke. And Steve, I got to tell you, the first time I had an experience with you, I'm a senior at Illinois, and I'm watching tape of our upcoming opponent, and they were playing Ohio State. And Ohio State's offense is on the field, and I see this skinny center that was quicker than lightning and really good. And I'm thinking, who is that kid? So I kind of looked it up. Steve Luke, and you weighed like 200 pounds, and you're starting at center in the Big Ten for a team that goes to 3 Rose Bowls. And so you are a good player, okay? How do you end up being a defensive back in the NFL?
You know, it was an act of God. What had happened was my junior year, I was working out with the defensive backs, just fooling around with them. And a defensive back coach came to me and said, hey, I think I can make you a defensive back. And that following spring, I was a defensive back, and the rest was history. But I really enjoyed the transition. And playing center really helped me, because as playing strong safety, you always are confronting linemen. And I knew that the offensive line were none but big babies anyway.
Hey, spoken like a true defensive back. Hey. Like at Ohio State, you're playing for Woody Hayes,
yeah.
And you came to Green Bay to play for Bart Starr, two of the biggest icons in the sport of football. Could you talk about your experiences with those men and how they affected you?
Well, you know, playing for Woody was just a great opportunity. And, you know, with Woody, I always learned that winning is hard work. You got to pay the price to win and to work together as a team. What Bart did was really kind of sew that up, and really was a great leader and a great motivator. And I think with those two experiences combined, really helped me play as long as I did in the league.
You come here as a fourth round draft choice, Bart Starr's first year, 75, and you're playing safety. And maybe it was your experience as a center, but it was a fairly physical style of play. And as a matter of fact, I think you guys called your secondary SWAT,
yes,
which was very popular back then. But taking it a step further, you and Johnny Gray were also known as the Hit Brothers. And that was a well-earned reputation. You guys didn't mind sticking your noses in anybody's business when it came to contact.
It was a matter of pride. I mean, Johnny and I, we worked well together. We were rookies together. We were roommates. And really was a blessing to play with him. I'm still a huge fan of Johnny Gray. And I mean, it was our whole thing was we were going to make some noise.
Oh, you made
yeah,
it.
We wanted to make some noise. So it was a great experience.